Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Neil fires, and he's walked him on four pitches.
Walk, single, walk, and Neil Walker is the winning run.
Is anybody worried?
A single will tie the game.
I know someone who is.
Gregorius will score. It's a one-run game, but the Red Sox now need one more out.
See the Sox moving on.
Yankees going to win the series.
Swung on, tapped down to third, slowly hit.
I got to be true to myself.
Fires to first, stretch, got him!
Everything I would look at, I would be picking the Yankees in this series.
Your Boston Red Sox, ladies and gentlemen, are done.
The Red Sox are moving on to play the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series.
Courageously.
I thought you were stronger than that. The fact is that I realized that you're not. You're actually weak.
A lot of people gave up when I was...
I'm going to cast my vote for Gabe Kaplan.
Rick was outstanding.
Throw the ball over the place. This is
great games, and I think we gave the audience and the baseball world a great show.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
And the show continues against... the Houston Astros, team that won it last year, and they're good. Simple as that, they're good. Let's see what they can do against that team. We're talking about it right here on OMF. Let's go to your buddy, Paulie in Dedham. Paulie?
Good afternoon, boys.
How are you?
Quick question. Got a question to Christian.
Yo.
Before I get to the baseball, football question. Christian, what's the word on the Mike Gillisley front?
On Mike Gillisley?
Yeah.
As far as whether they're going to sign him or not?
He's released by Houston, right?
Yeah, I'm not an NFL insider. That's a Mike Reese call, but they did re-sign Kenyon Barner, so I don't know how good it looks for Mike Gillisley.
All right, so it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not saying it won't, but at the moment, it's not.
I told Zolak the day before cutdowns that I cut Burkhead and keep Gillisley because Burkhead's always.
Well, you don't have to worry about Burkhead anymore, anyways, because he's on IR.
Well, he is. That's right. And then he went
all right, so what do you got here, Paulie? it's good that you're calling all the shows and you're telling everybody what to do. Now tell us what you want to talk about.
Lou, I told you that Kinsler was the guy yesterday. I was wrong on Nunez. You were surprised, pleasant surprise last night with that ribby. But Kinsler, he was all over Sabathia. He hit him hard twice. That was a good move putting him in the lineup. I'm with Price for game two because of the way he pitched against Houston last time, there was still money on the table when Houston came to town. They were still battling for the best record.
Well, Paulie, nobody is questioning what David Price does during the regular season. He's been one of the best pitchers in the league in this decade. It's what he does. Wait a minute. It's what he does when you go into the postseason. What?
The Yankees have his number this year. Houston does not. Houston didn't show me the last time David Price faced him, but they have his number. He dealt with him.
All right, so you're confident. You're confident in him on Sunday.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, we got it.
This guy is scared shitless up.
Here's Josh in Rhode Island. What do you got, Josh?
I love the defenders. I got to hear this one.
Hey, so, all right, Lou, listen. You've been hating on Price. I mean, pretty much all you guys hate on Price in the postseason. But one thing I want to...
This is good reason to, Josh.
No, listen. Because there's more to the game than just the pitcher, right? Oh. In 2013, Price pitched, six innings, eight innings maybe. Two runs. Six innings or two, or eight innings, I'm sorry, with two runs.
Wait, hold on. You're going to start throwing numbers around. In 2013, he went seven innings, nine hits, seven runs against the Red Sox.
No, against the Red Sox?
Yeah.
In 2013?
Yes.
All right, there was a game in that postseason where he went. Right, so there's two games in his postseason.
Why didn't you do the research beforehand?
Josh, that was the only game he threw that postseason.
So then I called the wrong year.
But 2014, 2014, he won eight innings, gave up two runs, and lost 2-1. It. That's his best postseason start of his career.
That's the outlier, though.
But there's another one where he went six innings and three runs, I think, in 2011 or something along those lines. So forgive my dates, right?
Josh, he sucks in the postseason. He sucks.
Let him get his point, because I want to hear it.
No idea what it is.
I want to ask you this. If on Sunday he goes six or seven innings, and gives up two runs, are you still going to call him a bum?
No, it's a good game.
So that's my point. So it's not a win or loss thing. It's what he does during the game.
Josh, you're missing the point. He hasn't given his team a chance to win most of the time. That's the truth.
This guy sucks.
If I told you, I told you going into Saturday, if he goes 7 innings, 2 runs, 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 innings, 1 run, I'll sit there and say he was good. And if they lose, it won't be his fault.
So are you mad at Cora for starting them? Because the way I look at it in the regular
You don't understand. It doesn't – don't put me in a category that if he goes 7 innings, 1 run, I'll find something to bitch about, okay? If he throws well, I'll tell you. If he throws like an ass, I'll tell you. He threw like an ass on Saturday. I'm not comfortable with him going in game two. I want him to go 1 game, game four, pitch out of the pen 1 and 2, pitch out of the pen 6 and 7. I wouldn't have put him in game two. He's got reasons to do it, and it's about the ballpark. And listen, he's not just flipping a coin. He's doing it for a reason.
Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Price, Velasquez, or E-Rod pitching?
Well, why am I going to compare him to Hector Velasquez?
Wait a minute.
Well, but no, because my point is, in the regular
season, I just told you, game four. He can pitch game four. I'm not pitching E-Rod. I'm not pitching Velasquez. Why are you changing the argument?
Because you said out of the bullpen. That's why.
Yes.
You said you want to see him out of the bullpen. I want to see him start. He's got a 3.65 ERA against Houston this year. He has 17 strikeouts against Houston so far this year. And, mind you, they were the two biggest touted matchups going into both series. It was the Red Sox against Houston, two best teams in baseball.
Yes, he's thrown well. Josh, do you realize that he's been pretty good throughout his whole career?
No, I do. I can.
Okay. So when you start giving me regular season success against a team, I would tell you that he has won Cy Youngs. He's been runner-up to Cy Youngs. He's been the top five pitcher in the American League his entire career. And he still has had more times than not has been a huge disappointment in the postseason. I don't understand. We're not picking on him. It's at some point, you got to look at the facts, and you got to just hope. Take hope and prayers out of it.
That's what it is. See, they're Red Sox fans, which is a good thing. They are praying and they're hoping that this is going to be different. And when you do that, Lou, you try to come up with any numbers, even if they're fake or they're not, you know, different years or whatever.
He was outstanding against Houston here at Fenway Park. Right.
But that's not the issue with him. And he's been outstanding against all teams in the regular season.
He kept them in the game against Verlander. Right. He left, I think, down 2-1. Right. They tacked on a couple late, and they beat Verlander. He was very good in both of these starts against Houston.
So there is.
I don't understand. You think I can't admit that?
No.
Like, I just hate this guy that much that I can't admit when he throws well? I'll tell you.
Well, they just want you
to
lay off.
If he throws well, I'll tell you.
Lay off him. He wants to win on Sunday night. Lay off of him. They're hoping and they're praying and they're figuring everybody will just shut up and not be leery of this move. I don't see how you can't be. He's had 10 opportunities in the postseason. He's failed in every single one of them. So could he go out there and pitch a gem in that game on Sunday night? He could. In cold weather, he could. Maybe he was lying about that tingling sensation he gets in cold weather. Maybe that was all made up. Maybe that's not a real thing. So maybe he actually goes, gets it together, straps him on, and pitches a great game on Sunday night. But it doesn't eliminate these 10 games in which he sucked in the postseason. Or he's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Right? You can't eliminate him. All right, back to the phone calls we go. Here's Peter in a car. Pete.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the late afternoon, and I love your show.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, so I'm thinking the opposite way from those other two guys. I'm thinking that Cora is doing this to not hurt Price's feelings. He's doing it to kind of show his support of his players, and somehow between now and Sunday, Price is going to throw a side step and yank it oblique, and he's going to get scratched. And then somehow, miraculously, he's going to come back and maybe game 4 or 5 to fill in and maybe throw from the bullpen a little bit as well. So I think this is just Cora's way, because Cora's not willing to make the biggest mistake of his Red Sox career so far in a playoff game on Sunday night.
Well, we'll see. Again,
none.
I don't think Cora's looking at history. I think he's looking at what he sees this year. And that's why he said it's
one bad
start.
He's ignoring history, Lou.
Yeah, he's ignoring history. And that's why he said, it's one bad start. I mean, if you take over a player that has choked in the past in the postseason, and it's the first year you're with this guy, you it's sort of like us. I want to see him. I have to see him succeed before I believe in him.
Right.
And he believes in him. He has to see him suck 2 more times before maybe he believes that he can't handle it.
Three sucks.
So you know what I'm saying?
How many blows? Three sucks or three blows?
Yeah, that guy's awful.
It's just a trend. It's not actually who he is. Is that what it is?
Because I would say he saw him. It's like he saw him last year.
Sucks.
Saw him last year. I tell you what, against each other.
Christian, I'll be more fearful of this move if Verlander beats him on Saturday.
I don't know what I am looking forward to more, him failing or succeeding. I'm kind of torn. I'm like back and forth. What would be more enjoyable? Actually, him overcoming his demons and finally figuring it out.
It's a better story.
Because I kind of want to go to L.A. I kind of want L.A. to win also. So if you know, I need the Red Sox.
Then you need him to
win this series.
You need him to win. Paul's in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Paul? Great, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Glenn, little Christian, I've never gone crazy and yelled, and pretty much always stay calm. True.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Do you mind if I have a little, as you would say, a little crazy approach?
You want
do
some you music?
You want
some music with that?
That's what I said.
There you go. I like it.
Okay. Good.
Jeez, there we go. Okay. Beautiful.
Go ahead. Give him some music.
Good, okay. Paul.
All right, Paul. You know what? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's all you.
Yes. Well, sweet mother of Jesus, look what we have here. Another giant turd donut. Let's see. We have a tire, and we're going to the beach. Now, it's the end of the season. There's not much sunshine left. It's the rotation. I can't have another warm-up pitcher. It'll screw up my rotation. There is no rotation if you lose this series. So our tire name price is 0 for 10, as Glenn would say. Oh, let's not have a spare in the trunk. Last night, 97 hot up and away. I don't even know the guy's name. I never heard of him. So can I ask just one more time? Please, for God's sake, put Price in. Give the umpire the card. Let's see what he's got. Before he goes out and gets shelled and we warm up another pitcher, we can spare and have the chance of warming up another starter that we don't necessarily need to use the next day.
Hey, you're losing me now.
All right, Paul.
Yeah. You know what?
I
think it's a good opportunity to. It's like we gave him the opportunity. He came out decent out the gate, but then he just fizzled.
Yeah.
He fizzled. It's like the emotion has to be real. See, I don't believe that. I think that's fake anger. I don't believe it's real.
Sounded like he was reading from an index card.
Yeah,
I
feel like
it?
He was. This is
he
real.
A script.
Like, wouldn't you rather just be happy all the time instead of like being pissed off?
No.
Another reason why LA Boston has to happen.
Yeah.
The contrast between the two, the fun side and the crappy side.
That's all you care about.
The crappy weather side and the awesome side. The beach or the snow.
Maybe you'll get the Patriots and the Rams in the Super Bowl, right?
Maybe just as good.
Here's John in Andover. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, John.
Good. Hey, I need to talk to true to himself, Lou.
What?
Lou.
Yes.
You're making it hard to be a Lou guy.
Why is that?
Because you come out with a hot take that says the Sox are going to lose. It's kind of like your average Al takes.
Mm-hmm. But average Al's are always right, though.
No, that wasn't true during the playoffs.
It's actually proven factually correct.
Stay on point.
When he went off in the playoffs.
Case, Lou, you're making it hard to be a Lou guy. And my suggestion to you is you should be like George Costanza. Every time you think about saying something, say the opposite.
John, did you hear me say that they were going to win last night at Yankee Stadium?
Well,
too late, right, John?
But you know what? You're an ex-Sock, and everyone loves you, Lou. And it was one of those things when you're in a bar and everyone's calling you a douchebag, and I got to protect you. I got to sit there and say, you know what I'm saying? You got to go ahead and you got to go for the Sox, even if you feel the other way.
It's not a lie, but if you believe it.
So I used to play for the Sox, so I have to pick the Sox, yet you're dogging me because I picked the Yankees. Help walk me through this one.
I just said I'm a member of the fan club, dude. Don't worry about it.
So you don't want to know what I think of this series, so I just keep it to myself?
No, you should definitely come out and
say the opposite.
Hold on.
Save it for tomorrow.
Save
it the for opposite. Yeah,
John, you might not like my prediction for this next series.
I'll live with it, though, Lou.
Take the opposite. You want to hear some Yankee meltdowns? We'll do that coming up next. We'll get to more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Who was it to that you lost? It's to Boston.
The same team that came back from a 3-0 deficit in 2004 and closed you out in four straight. The same team that won the American League East this year on your turf at Yankee Stadium and celebrated in your house. And then comes back after you've been chirping and outscores you 20-4 in two games at Yankee Stadium, taking your home run dude, limiting him to four singles and worse than 25% from the plate. You got 250 to be exact. You've got to be kidding me.
They are melting down in New York because Boston won.
Yeah.
Typical Boston.
Yeah, Boston, yeah.
Boston, and they must have cheated, those Boston guys. This is Liz Gonzalez from Barstool Radio. Listen to this. Mm.
So to set it up, she's in the bleachers at Yankee Stadium, or the cheap seats. I don't think she's happy about her seat, but she just watched the replay at the end of the game, and it turns out the Yankees did not, you know, weren't safe, and she kind of went off.
Yankees lose.
So he was apparently out, but let me just say this. I've been a Yankees fan since I was, 8 years old, and I will go to sleep tonight peacefully with my 27 championships, knowing that I will never wake up a damn Red Sox fan. You, Boston.
First of all, that's BS. When Yankee fans come out and say 27 championships, I know they won 27 championships, but you weren't alive in 1927.
She says she was 8 years old when she became a fan. She can't be 30 years old yet, so that means for the 96 championship, she wasn't even a fan.
Andy, that's like us sitting here saying, 1912, 1913, 1918. We have 27
championships. Hey, listen, let's get something straight right now. Right now, you are the nail. Okay, in this relationship,
yeah.
Yankee fans, you are the nail. We know how it feels. You are the nail. The Red Sox are the hammer.
Peacefully with my 27 championships, knowing that
27
I will
championships.
Never wake up a damn Red Sox
like you
fan.
Did anything.
Boston.
Who's your daddy?
Well, you know, it's like
my 27 championships.
It's like
hammer and nail.
Stephen A. Smith saying, like, I remember watching Muhammad Ali when I was 2 years old. years old, I was watching Muhammad Ali. I've been Muhammad Ali since I was two. Yeah. You have no idea.
A lot of anger.
Until you're 8 years old.
I mean, somebody
told
the anger
you.
Level.
My first memories of Muhammad Ali, I was 3 years
no,
old.
No, you weren't.
Please.
No, you don't.
How do you know what was going on? Somebody told you. When you were three, you looked at the TV and said, Dad?
That's it. Somebody told me.
But you know what? I understand. Liz, I get it. We've all been there. I get it.
It's so old. The whole Boston-New York thing is
you
so
want it
played out.
So bad.
I will go to sleep tonight peacefully with my 27 championships, knowing that I will never wake up.
How many in this century?
Damn Red Sox fan. You, Boston.
2009.
How many in this century?
It was cute.
Let's look at this century. Let's look at when you were alive, when you actually were a fan. You can't go back to 1927. The same respect we can't go back to 1912.
I get it.
The best viral clip, if you go back, you look at it, Benintendi strikes out, right? Called on strike. Hernandez calls him out. He thinks it's a ball. It's a strike. And in the background, while Benintendi is kind of discussing the call with Hernandez, you see all the Yankee fans, the male Yankee fans in their jerseys just losing their ever loving minds. Just focus in on that.
Isn't it awesome?
I mean, like, they're the whatever. Good for them. They were happy. But it's just typical. The stereotypes are true.
And you know what, though? It's so true lately. I mean, you hate Boston. I know. We win Stanley Cup, you know, and
NBA championship,
NBA championships, and the team, our team looks like it's heading the right direction. The NBA,
and
the Red Sox,
doing,
and
both
all this,
their teams
all this,
suck.
You know, the Jets suck.
The Jets and the
Giants
suck.
Are dealing with that. So I get it, Liz. Yeah. You're jealous. It hurts. You know, your team was supposed to be this up and coming team. You see Stanton and it's cute farm system.
Cute.
And the Boston Red Sox walked into Yankee Stadium twice in the last 3 weeks and popped champagne on that ass. That's what they did.
I will go to sleep tonight peacefully with my 27 championships, knowing that I will never.
The plastic
wake up
was
ever.
Up.
She doesn't get 27.
The plastic was up. In Yankee Stadium
a lot
twice.
Of plastic.
Like twice. The Boston Red Sox jumped around on your field. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Brock Holt might as well just pulled his pants down and ran around the infield. And they mocked you. And they embarrassed you. And I get it. I understand what the anger is. It hurts. It hurts. But you know what? Deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, you got 12 months. Maybe a year
well,
from
the good
now,
thing,
maybe you can make
the good
happen.
Thing is that both teams are good. Both teams are good. Really good. Really good. So this should be fun for the next 3 years.
Yes.
And they're going to be stuck with Stanton. Mm-hmm. We'll see if he figures it out.
Is there any other fan base that beats their chest about, you know,
27?
17.
You know, it's like UCLA. Look how many championships. Look how many Final Fours and national championships. Yeah, when there were like six teams, you know, in the tournament.
When the leagues were segregated. And,
yeah, well, good job. Yeah, you won.
So yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Angel Hernandez behind the plate and how that was going to be a problem. Yeah. Right? And it was for Benintendi. That call third strike was awful. Terrible.
I thought it was
ridiculous.
Bad pitch.
Okay. You didn't?
No, I thought it was a bad call.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bad call. But for the most part, he's fine.
But CC Sabathia was the one that really had a problem with him when the game was over.
I don't think Angel Hernandez should be umping playoff games. He's absolutely terrible. He's terrible behind the plate today. He's terrible at first base. It's amazing that how he's getting a job to pitch and to play in these, to umpire in these playoff games.
What did you say to him?
It's just a conversation for us, but he shouldn't be anywhere near a playoff game.
That sentiment shared by many of your teammates.
Everybody, I think. Everybody. I think if you go ask them on the other side, too.
CeCe, was this strike zone tonight?
It's always. Yeah. It's always. He's bad. I don't understand why he's doing these games.
See, here's the thing with CeCe. He should not have focused on that game last night.
The umpire.
Everything he said is 100% true.
Right.
You know, everyone has a problem with him. It's all true. Everyone has a problem with him.
He's a poor sport.
But you can't bitch about last night's game because he wasn't a factor in it.
How about the winning pitcher, Rick Porcello? What do you think he said about the umpire?
What he said about CeCe?
I don't know. Oh.
Great ball. I'm not happy with the strike zone, and I think he said as much after the game. What were your thoughts of facing the same zone?
Hey, throw the ball over the plate, CeCe. I thought Angel Hernandez called a good game. You got to put the ball over the white part of the plate, and then you get the strikes called. So that's all I got to say about that.
That's a nice dig. I told the guy,
I don't got your money.
That's a nice dig.
Sounds hammered.
Nice.
You actually drink
dig.
That champagne, or do you just kind of let it kind of flow all over your face?
I think it mostly flows.
I mean, because
throw the ball over the place, you see.
I don't understand that there are rugs in the clubhouses.
Yep.
What do they do?
There's rugs?
Carpeting. Yeah, there's carpeting. Do they put new carpeting down after
every
celebration?
You got to rip it out.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Now they got to buy a new carpet because the Red Sox just freaking basically peed on it now for twice in the last 3 weeks.
So I don't know if it's Army or Navy that does this. So or maybe even Air Force. One of the academies.
They
don't have a football team. When they visit, when they go and they travel and they're the guests, right, in the visiting locker room, they do this thing now. They call it "Leave It Like You Found It," and they completely clean out the visitors' locker room because in a football game you got tape, dirt, and you got all sorts of stuff. And most visiting teams leave it a wreck. They just take their stuff and they leave. The academies, what they do, they actually clean it up.
So they're like Merry Maids after the
game. No, yeah, they clean it up where it's cleaner than it was before. You know, you got to be able to bounce that quarter off your bed if you're in the academy living in the dorms.
Those military guys are precise.
No, I wonder if that's what they do. You know, we celebrate it. You know what? We're going to do a solid. We're going to show you that. No hard feelings. We're going
to
pay for
it. Hold on. We got to get back to the calls. They want to kill Lou here.
What?
Here's Paul in Rhode Island. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Hey, this decision Quarren made, Lou, what in the world?
Lou's like a therapist. He is not a therapist.
He what?
Lou is not a therapist, He's not a baseball therapist.
Lou doesn't have patience to be a therapist.
Hey, I don't get it. What am I supposed to do?
I'm a patient individual.
No, you pay for an hour of therapy. Lou gives you about 42 minutes and then blast you.
Which problem? What do we got?
What in the world?
Oh my God.
I'm going to show you some pictures. I want you to tell me what they look like.
The doctor is in. Go. Go, Paul. Go.
Yeah, I mean, I can't understand it. He certainly made a controversial decision.
Did they not win? You know what? I'm done with baseball calls. You guys are insane.
I can't do it.
I want to.
I mean, this is insane.
Let us do a little word association.
Can we get like those ink blots and see if like we can somehow tweet those out?
Worship.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Let's go to John in Maine. Hi, John.
You are now hypnotized.
What do you got, John?
So, I mean, David Price has to get a quality start in the postseason in order for the Red Sox to win the World Series. I know you'll be picking against him, Lou. It's the wise thing to do.
Hey, John, wait a minute. John, they just won in four. They didn't go the distance, and they didn't get a quality start. Matter of fact, they got a putrid start out of them.
And they absolutely had to win in four because in order to, you know, show the Astros that they mean business. I mean, if that went five,
I don't know if that shows anything. What does that show?
So What's that?
You think the Astros feel differently about them now as opposed to going
They needed to five? Win game four so they could line up Sale for game one, yes. five, and relief yes. in game That's, seven.
Yeah.
I think the Astros are looking at video of the games they played against them this year, and those mm-hmm. were all pretty tight games. And I think the Red Sox have a pretty good chance against this team
all
in the series.
Wait till tomorrow. Angry Lou will give his prediction in the game for the game the series tomorrow. Tyler's in Ludlow. Tyler.
Hey, so what? Where has E-Rod been?
Not good.
Covering first.
He's still trying to get there.
Still trying to figure out how to cover first.
Not good.
Wait, where is it again?
Where E-Rod.
Yeah.
Right. Not good.
Hasn't been good.
Hasn't been good?
No.
Oh, that, from what I've seen, when he ended up coming out of injury, he had an outstanding game. And with the whole David Price issue with him playing strong in the playoffs, why not start E-Rod and have David Price come in at like the sixth, seventh inning to be able to give you some quality innings?
Or for entertainment purposes.
No, it's not going to happen. Because I don't think he's got any confidence in E-Rod right now. And to be honest with you, I'm not so sure E-Rod's even right. So I don't know if the ankles bother him or not. So we can get into details of it. He's throwing a ball 93.5. He's maxing out at 94. He used to max out at 97. He can't cover first base. He looked like he didn't want to run. The ankle, I think, is still a concern. And he wasn't very good when he came back.
Well, he doesn't want to run, or he's afraid he's going to get injured the same way he got injured before, over at first base, right? That's where he got injured, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's afraid. He's a little scared right now to make that move over to first base. But that's a killer. You can't have a guy doing that. Destroys you.
No.
Eric's in New York. Eric?
Yes, it's me. How you doing?
Great. Hello. How are things in New York today?
They are so depressed here. I am just having a wonderful day.
Beautiful.
Even better.
I read the Post today, the news.
Yep.
It's awesome.
But I'll tell you guys one thing.
Go ahead.
Here's what they're saying on the New York sports radio, that the Yankees are the ones that lost the game. The Red Sox are not a better team.
So they didn't win it.
Yeah.
Yankees lost.
I mean, they won in four. They won pretty much sizably. I mean, outside of yesterday's ninth inning collapse, I mean, they basically had the entire series. And, you know, these people here, all they're talking about is how the Yankees blew it. I didn't see the Yankees winning any games. None of them.
Well, I mean, they won game two. Right. No, I'm sure Boone's getting a lot of heat for the way what happened in Game 3 and Game 4. And as a Yankee fan, when you saw Robertson come in last night and what that bullpen did late, you should be even more pissed with what happened in Game 3, the fact that Lance Lynn was the guy that's to come in when the game was on the line. That should piss you off even more. Because as you saw, if you were to keep that game at 3-0 in the fifth or whatever inning it was early, was it the fourth?
The fourth, yeah.
In Yankee Stadium, if it was just 4-0, if you just got held in a one run, you pop a little base hit and a home run, it's 4-2, and that place wakes up. And then it starts getting difficult. You blew that series. You blew that game, game three.
All right, you think some of the calls are giving you a hard time. Mike Francesa is taking a beating in New York
well,
today for a couple of reasons. One, he was at the game last night, and people were all over his ass. And second of all, he predicted that C.C. Sabathia yesterday was going to be brilliant, even though he had a lot of callers telling him, you can't put C.C. Sabathia in this game. So we'll hear from the Sports Pope coming up next.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
How both dugouts treat Hernandez, I will be able to hear that, and we'll chat about it tomorrow. But I will be able to hear that because I will be sitting pretty close tonight, so I will be able to hear what's going on. And
now he's behind the plate tonight. Can you imagine? I'm going to be sitting there tonight behind the plate, and I'm telling you, I guarantee you, both dugouts, and I can hear them sometimes. When I'm that close, I can hear the dugouts working the umpire. And I'm telling you, it should be priceless tonight what will go on with Angel Hernandez. I mean, he's that bad an umpire. Listen, he's just bad. I mean, some guys are just bad at their job. He's bad at his job.
He's bad. You're bad. There's my Mike Francesa giving you a pregame analysis of the game yesterday. People were all over him about C.C. Sabathia, and he predicted that C.C. Sabathia would go deep into the game and pitch a terrific game.
That's a bad prediction.
That's a bad prediction.
I mean, because
that's a hope and a dream.
Yeah. There's just no way.
Big old moose.
An elimination game with a day off tomorrow, today, I should, whatever, that you would ever allow him to go deep into a game when you have rested Betances and Robertson. And
only
Britton
if he was killing it.
And he didn't use those guys the game before. So this was him today, okay, doing post-game, obviously, I guess, addressing
on his
stuff.
Own, like in his basement.
He's in the studio today.
It was an incomplete season, and this was an incomplete team. You know, it's funny, the teams, I was thinking this as I was watching the Red Sox celebrate just a few feet away from me, because I was sitting really close to the Red Sox dugout. Actually, I could see into the Red Sox dugout.
See into their soul.
I was sitting with...
Who are you sitting with?
Mike Levine from CAA and a couple his father and a couple of other people. And watching the machinations of the ninth inning unfold.
The machinations.
Machination.
It's a cookie.
You said that's a cookie?
It's a, like a macaroon.
It's a macaroon.
Oh, same
Mike Levine from CAA and a couple of folks.
What
father
a name dropper. Hold on. He's such a name dropper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, CAA. Well, got seats. A really big show. I got a movie deal coming up. I gave him my script.
His seat's right there close.
So he's doing this app right now when he goes home at night. And apparently, like at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, he sits down in a home studio and he starts taking phone calls. Because these people are paying, how much are they paying, Andy, for the app?
Well, here's the rub. You can actually call him even though you're not a subscriber because the number's out there. Right. So all these people who don't subscribe are just calling up and basically ruining his app on him. So
I don't have any phone calls up, guys.
All he gets now are prank phone calls. It is one prank. And there's this guy, you can follow him, back after this, Funhouse.
AFTA.
Back after AFTA, this. He's unbelievable. He comes up with all of these ridiculous calls. But his show has become like one prank after another. And Mike does not laugh along with the joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do you think a royal or a Giambi?
There you go. So I knew you were going to be a fool. And you couldn't even get it out. You just wanted to be a fool. Hey, listen, you want to come on here where you're paying your good money to be here.
No,
you know, and be a fool, go ahead. You know that? It's okay. I mean, that's not going to bother me. You know, this is not like what we do. So, I mean, if you want to go on there and, you know, talk about Giambi or anybody else, be my guest. Mike in Long Beach, what's up, Mike?
Can you please give me his phone number?
The next guy.
Give me the number.
This is perfect
and the
for
next
you.
Guy pranks
this
him
would
too?
Be the perfect prank call for you.
Harcourt, Mifflin, Houghton, Mifflin, Harcourt.
What?
What?
And after this, do you think that Brock Holtz and Brock Lesnar are going to head on down to the gym and become lifting buddies?
Yeah, I think that's probably what will happen. I really do, because that would be something that would be very important to me. Nick in Pittsburgh, what's up, Nick?
Hey, Mike, first-time caller.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah?
First-time caller. Mm-hmm. I just want to, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I just, you know, tonight was a rough night.
Yeah, you know what? I'm done. I can't even listen to you get the words out. So that's it. Listen, we don't take calls, you know, tonight if we don't want to. If we're going to have just whiny guys and just clowns on there, we don't have to take calls.
He says this at the, he says, I'm done. We don't have to take calls. He threatens you. We're not going to take calls, and then he takes calls.
It is unbelievable.
Let's go to Brian in Secaucus. Brian, go ahead.
It is like one prank call after another. That's what it's become.
Are we in the real world here?
Jeez, he can't even do his own show. And I heard he actually didn't do the post games because they were too late.
Well, he told everybody that he wasn't going to do them in blowouts. So now he's no longer good. Because if you're looking for the app to be active after blowouts, it's not going to happen.
Right.
It was a 16-1 game, and he did not do it.
Well, I can't talk to the callers.
But I thought after game two, he did the same thing when they won 6-2. You called that a blowout?
Yeah, he did.
I think he's a little disingenuous.
He came out after games one and games three, but he was at the game last night and wasn't there. And
a little disingenuous, I think, a little bit. Last segment here brought to you by Cars for
Kids.
It'd be a great time to clean out your garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. We have to
Please,
do that.
Please, Dave, quickly explain to me why New York City needs Buffalo.
You got a prank. You just got a number.
You said anyone could call, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got the number if you want.
I'll do it tonight? Do I call tonight?
Yeah, let's do it tonight.
Well, the Yankees are done, so is he going to be on?
No, even react? Yeah, even more so. It's perfect.
I'll see.
Just send me the post Red Sox Yankees stuff.
Sounds good.
All right, boys, we'll do it all over again. 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Be there. We're out of here, Andy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.